Shout and touch the Lord as he passes by.
Resurrection morning, when our Lord Jesus rose triumphantly from the dead. We thank you for the past week one more time, for not all that started it will not end with it, and not what I saw last night, saw this morning. We are grateful unto you for your cares, for your mercy. Lord, we are not better than those in the hospitals. Because hospitals, whether specialists, whether teaching, whether general hospitals or private hospitals, not built for animals. It's for mankind because of one epidemic or the other, disease, sicknesses or the other. It's not because of any evil thing that they have done. Lord, to be in that condition. Not have we done any good thing, O Lord, to be alive. To be strong, to be healthy, to be in our right senses. You've taught us it is your mercy and your grace that makes the difference. Lord, receive our thanksgiving, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us since we came in this morning to church. Thank you very much for your blessings again in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the song leader and the instrument users, the deacons and the trustees and the usher at the post of duty. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the computer operators, the engine operators, everyone, O Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for testimonies of your goodness. Until you are true with any of your children, no premature death can claim our lives. Have ever made us to know that, O Lord, we are sure of that, O Lord. No demon power, no satanic force, no witches, no wizards can claim our life prematurely. We thank you very much for the life of our sister. Lord Jesus, thank you for the testimony of her life. Blessed be your name. We pray for more grace upon her life. Help us, Heavenly Father, to love you better, to serve you better, to more submit, more surrender to the Lord, to live for you daily, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we appreciate you for your grace upon your servant and his health, O Lord our God. Thank you very much, O Lord, for making better and better each day. We pray that you perfect the same, O Lord, that very soon, Lord, you'll be back at the post of duty. Thank you also for our pastor, Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. We thank you very much, O Lord, as you continue to recuperate too. It is your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your prayer, the prayers of the saints on his behalf across the nation. Oh, Lord, Father God, outside of the country, we thank you. Because your ears are always attentive to the cries of your people. Blessed be your name, Lord. By the time you will come back, O Lord God, it will be in greater and higher dimension to the glory and honor of your name. Let it be so, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. You come to be his strength, O Lord our God. Father, be with his wife over there in the U.S., O Lord. May we come to hear testimonies and good news from one another, Lord. Have your way, Father. Make her a child of blessing to the daughter-in-law and the grandchildren, O Lord. May it be a blessing unto her, O Lord, physically speaking. Lord, you have brought us to church. Father God, we pray that you help us, O Lord. Father God, go visit us, O Lord, regulars at our gate this morning. May we all be partakers of your blessings. Thank you, our Master. May you condition of our hearts, O Lord. Father God, take away evil spirit that causes wandering minds, O Lord. Father God, in heaven, we rebuild the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, in this service, this day again, may you baptize us with the Holy Ghost. May you refill those who have been filled. We pray, O Lord, that we heal the sick and the afflicted. May you set the captives free, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Help the interpreter over there, Lord. Father God, in heaven, may your grace be with him, O Lord. And the listeners in Yoruba, Father God, may the Holy Ghost communicate this message to each and every one of us. The letter killer, the Bible says, O Lord, it is the Spirit of God that gives life. May the Holy Spirit grant unto us the Spirit of understanding and revelation of the same, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Father, your kingdom in our lives, O Lord. I'm needy of you, Lord. I'm helpless without you. I cannot do anything. Lord, I come, O Lord, to this pulpit this morning in the strength of the Almighty God. Have your way, Father. Pass through me, O Lord. Go from bench to bench. Go from person to person. Speak to our waiting heart, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Grant every heart desire. Once more, be with our brother dear Bakatari. Help him. Use him to be a blessing to your people. Be with missionaries in the field, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. In all the nations of the world, wherever your people are gathered, across our nation, God at last, may your presence be there, O Lord. May you lift a standard against the enemy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, Lord, with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless you. While you are still standing, let's sing hymn number 44. 44. God leaves us alone. God bear with me for my voice this morning. It is because of this cold weather.
Oh,
May the warnings be an encouragement unto us. Amen. No matter what you are passing through, praise the Lord. Let's turn the Bible this morning to Isaiah 35. The book of Isaiah. I read from verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragon, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. No fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless his word this morning to our heart. Shall please be seated. We welcome ourselves to church this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we all know, just to remind you, I'm still standing here for the associate pastor, who always standing for the pastor whenever he's not around. So God bless you. And once more, I will create your indulgence that you bear with me with my crooked way of ministration. I pray that God will bless us this morning again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have gone through the sermon, the unchangeable God working in an unexpected way. This morning, I want us to look at this sermon and listen attentively and ask for grace. The title of our sermon is God's Way That Has Been Made For Us. God's Way, not ways. Hello, boy. Shake yourself. God's Way That Has Been Made For Us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say this so that you may wonder, because if, I don't know why, adventure, if the associate pastor have been feeling fine because of the present condition, but adventure, Sister Deborah would have sent a message to him. It was on Friday, I just saw, hello, sir. I said, hello, sir. Well, if I didn't want to reply, what is the meaning of hello, sir? Well, I just reply on WhatsApp, say, God bless you, sister. Then maybe later on, she now texts me back and told me what happened to her. And I sent a message to her to encourage her. And tell her that the enemy has done his worst, but God will do the best for her. And then replace back whatever she must have lost in the hand of the enemy. Then I have to just text the associate pastor. And so that's just it, by the way. So God's way that has been made for us. Now, the prophet said, if I was going to New York City, I'm sorry, please. 52 September. Yeah, 1952 September. Okay, thank you. Now, if I was going to New York City, the best thing for me to do is not try to find geographically how I'm situated and take off north. But the best way to do is get a map and follow the map. Are you there? Isn't that right? A highway. If I don't, I get in trouble. Like the Lagos, we went on Monday for the burial of our brother. I was just in there. I just found access on the bridge. I said, brother, where are we? And I said, we are on the Third Mainland Bridge. Believe, our brother that drove and the one that gave us the car to travel with, they've already said the Google map. Thank God for modern science. They sent the Google Map and then just maybe watching for local Christian assembly and things like that. Straight to the place, they got it. That's how it is to be. Listen to the government here. There is no shortcut in God's kingdom. I want every ear to listen to that, every ear to receive this. There is no shortcut in God's kingdom. Well, your Roman Soype or no come watcher. Let's say in a Kono, in a market now, you pass through this place, you enter Kono, here, whether east, west, north, or south, you can enter the market. But to God's kingdom, there's only one way. Because Jesus, thank God, he has already made us to know that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man can come to the Father but by me. So I want us to know this morning that Jesus is the only one way, and God's giving way for you and me to be in heaven. That is God's way that has been made for us, is Jesus Christ. Through his blood that he shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. You know, we try to make a shortcut. We get out here in a pond, somewhere and mire down. And that is what we do when we get off the grand old highway of God. God made a path. God made a way. Hallelujah. No matter how rough it may be, God wants you and me to follow that path. He wants you and me to follow that way. Because that's the only way that we lead to eternal life. When the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt, they followed God's path. It led up to the Red Sea. Strange that God will lead his path up that way, but his path went right through the sea. Are you there? Yes, sir. So when it come time, and the showdown, and Israel stood there before the sea, God's path led across the sea. Amen. So God looked down through the pillar of fire, the sea, God's care, and moved back. And Israel went across on dry land. God's path led through it. Because the Bible made us to know, when the children of Israel left Egypt, the Bible made us to know that They could have gone through the way of the Philistines, because that is shorter. But God said, peradventure, if these people will see war, then they will repent and go back to Egypt. And Jobah said, once they leave Egypt, they were not going back to that place again. And don't forget that Egypt tied the war today. Is that right? Egypt tied the war. Once we come out of the war, we are not supposed to go back to it. No matter so, there is no shortcut to heaven. Amen. Let me read something to us here. From the sermon, redemption in completeness and in joy. Praise the Lord. Redemption in completeness and in joy. I want to read from paragraph 150 to paragraph 156. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here they go. Through the wilderness. Now, after the old fashioned meeting. Now, they are on their way. They are on their journey. Isn't it strange that they were led right straight to the wilderness of sin? Now, that wilderness of sin is not wilderness of sin. Sin is shame. Unbelief. It is just that name. The wilderness is called sin. Wilderness of sin. Are you there? Now, right up to the wilderness, right up there, the fountain of bitter water. Could you imagine God taking his children right after they got saved and filled with Holy Ghost to a fountain of bitter water? Sure, you know, he would like to express his love to them again. That's why they got up there. You know, when you get the Holy Ghost, you attend to a lot of obstacles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered him out of them all. So whatever we are passing through in this Christian journey, God knows about it. He knows how to make a way of escape for us. God help us. God brings you right up, facing with it, so he can show you his power and his goodness. Like I heard the story of the shepherd in Jerusalem who had broken his sheep's leg. They said, why, you cruel shepherd, why did you break the sheep's leg? He said, well, she didn't act like she loved me. So I thought I would just break her leg. So I will have to give her some special attention. And then she will love me from then on. Sometimes God has to lay you on your back with a sickness that the doctor says you are going to die. God could give you a little special treatment so you will love him a little more. That's right. Some through the waters, some through the flow, some through bread, from some through deep trials, but all through the blood. Jesus leads his church. Amen. Now when they were there and the waters were bitter and they couldn't drink, God provided a way. A little old tree swinging there on the bank. Moses just cut it down and threw it in the water. Changed the whole thing. And the good, sweet water. The tree was there. If God didn't open the eyes of Moses, he wouldn't know what to do. But listen, he was leading them by the way of the pillar of fire. When they came out, cloudy pillar in the daytime and fire in the night, leading the way. Amen. Now listen. Now, when you come up against one of your bitter waters of something or another, like that, there is a tree tonight, spiritually speaking, hanging on the wall, over the wall tonight, that it sweetens any bitter waters that you may be led by. That's right. That Calvary will sweeten any experience. Many times we got into hard places and wonder how, but I shut my eyes sometimes and think, yonder on Golgotha, where my Redeemer bled and died for me, for my life. Then my trial seemed so little. I just threw it aside and walk on. It makes it sweet. It sweetens every experience I ever had. He always sweetens it when I come to my waters of manna. Amen. Let's move on. Let's have the name of the Lord. All right. 19 now. Our sample. God's way that have been made for us. That is the way God leads his children. Some through that waters. Some through that flow. Some through deep sighs. But all through that blood. Are you there? God's path. God's provided way. If the children of Israel will have to try to bypass and go down this way, they will have got in trouble. They had to follow the cloud of fire, the pillar of fire, the angel the pillar of fire that led them. They follow that. And if the church tonight, it was preaching the evening time, will only follow the pillar of fire, the Holy Spirit, you will make Canaan as sure as anything. God has a way, a provided way. Hallelujah. Don't forget that the people that will follow the pillar of fire message, they are going to have a rough time. Is that right? Let's take note of that. May God help us. There are two ways a man can go, and that is his way and God's way. And that is the right way or the wrong way. Are you there? All right. And your way is always wrong. Your way is always the wrong way. And God's way is the right way. And you can't be in your own way and in God's way at the same time. So you got to get out of your own way as God. No. So God can have his way in you. Amen. That's why everyone has to die to his own thinking. That's your own mind. That's your own idea. And let God have his way in you. Praise the Lord. That's why God makes a provided way. Man has always wanted to make his own way. In the Garden of Eden, God made a man. So he didn't have to shift for nothing. That is, he didn't want a man to change God's way and have his own way in his life. He wants man to remain the same. Are you following me? Because shift means to make one's way or to make a change. Are you there? But that was not the will of God for man. Praise the Lord. And that's why he said here, if he wanted, God made it perfect. And then, but man wanted his own way. He wanted to tamper. He wanted to find out. And then, as soon as we went through this week, the prophet now said, okay, 2022 now, or 23. And I tell you, friends, there has been many a man, and it's tonight that is coming down to the end of the road. We find out that little shallow religion that you are holding on to won't work. Nothing short of being born again will work. Can we say amen to that? Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he will in no wise enter into the kingdom. In no wise, no matter if he's a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Whatever he is, he will not enter in until he is born of water and spirit. Born means he is changed. The changing is from inside out. The human nature dies. And God imparts his own nature into you. Are you there? So it is not the person again that is living, but God, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, living inside him in his soul. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. He has to die before he can be born. So you got to die to yourself. Be reborn again in Christ Jesus. That is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to paragraph 40, please. 40. Amen. God always has made a provided way. God has never left his children at any time to shift for himself. He always make a way for us. Thank God. He made a way for us today through the message of Malachi 4 that we can be get ready and then be prepared to go in that translation. Let's follow. Sometimes he doesn't lead through pleasant things. Sometimes he goes through the hardships, but it is God's provided way. God makes it anyhow. That's the God we are serving. Christianity is not a bed of roses. We all know that. Yes, we pass through hardships. We pass through rough times, but it is God's own provided way. One time, he had a man in God's provided way. He had to go through a lion's den, but he went God's provided way. God brought him back out again. Hallelujah. We know the person we are talking about. That is Daniel. Praise the Lord. When they were leaving Babylon, like I used to say, and I've always said, Daniel, when he was leaving Babylon, among the thousands of the whole Jews, the most important thing to Daniel was the scroll of Prophet Jeremiah. Is that right? Oh, yes. And he took this scroll along with him. Any other thing didn't mean anything to him. But when he took this scroll along with him, the Bible, he was reading. And in the course of reading, he found out that they had spent 68 years in the land of Babylon. Then because of sudden, to see God, to fast and to pray. But remember all that he went through. He wouldn't bow down that nobody should pray to any other, to the God of heaven and earth, only to ask petition from the king. But remember, he had already made up his mind. He proposed in his heart that he wasn't going to divide himself with the king's meat, with the king's ring, and whatever they brought before the king. So he proposed within himself, and the three members of his assembly, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood their ground, also with him. And remember when Daniel was passing through his own persecution, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not there. It goes to show to you and me, it is an individual affair. Hey, God help us. And when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were passing through their own time of trial, Daniel was not there. Say, oh, do you remember what God told us that, we should not know? When we pass through water, it will not overflow us. When we pass through fire, it will not consume us. And not only that, you remember that Jehovah God told us, in his commandment and his law through our prophet Moses, that we should never bow to an idol, nor worship them any image. He didn't tell them. They had this thing in their heart. Are you following me? Yes, they had the word of God in their heart. So when the time came now, in the time of trial and testing and persecution, they knew what the word of God says. That is why the Bible made us to know here. Daniel stood for the word of God. Listen again. The same thing to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One time, he had a man. I can see some Hebrew children sitting there. There, in Babylon, one morning, they refused to bow to an idol. That is right. They said, we won't do it. Beat all the music you want to beat. Sound your cornets and trumpets, but we will not bow down for your idol. Hallelujah, the prophet said. That is the thing. So Daniel was not there. When they were passing through their own trial, when they were passing through their own rough time, yet it is God's provided way that they should come through this way. Are you there? Oh man, may God help us this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give us some more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes, yes, sir. That we will not bow down to your worldly stuff. We don't have to knuckle down to it. God has made us free by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I can see them there. You know all that happened. That day, when the image was erected, they have been told all nations, all kindreds, all people, all languages. When you hear the sound of this music, that music, everybody should bow down and worship my image. Whosoever does not bow down and worship will be thrown into a flame of fire. Among all the nations, they bow and worship. Even among the Hebrew children, they bow and worship. Only Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego stood erect. And nobody made us to know, they threw their matter to the authority. That's why they say here, any music, your boogie woogie, your reggae, your apala, your watusi, just anything, we are not going to bow down to it. They made up their mind. That's why the prophet made us to know they were pedigree seed of Abraham. Can you imagine? Among thousands and thousands and thousands, only these three stood their ground. That is why the prophet made us to know God will stand for those who will stand for him. May God help us. So they said, we are not going to bow down. And when they took their report to the king, remember that Nebuchadnezzar was just like a Abacha in his days. I have a language I wanted to use. Somebody that can just speak. You can't change this. You can't change this world. Dictator, my brother, thank you. Nebuchadnezzar was a dictator. Like any other kings in those days. When they speak, that was it. Are you there? Oh, man. When the report came to him, he called the three. You know you have officers in this nation. Do you mean that you do not bow down to my image? In anger, he asked them, O king, we are not careful to reply you in this wise. Our God, whom they spoke the same time together, our God, who we serve, will deliver us. Even if he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down. That is how it should be with you and me. Students, the same way. Individual, in our place of work. No matter what, whether you're a government worker, no matter the decree they give out, if it is contrary to the word of God, you reject it. We follow the word of God as it is. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And when Caesar wants to intrude into the things of God, forget Caesar. Stay with God and his word. God did not fail Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. God did not fail Daniel. God did not fail Joseph. God did not fail all the men of hope. He will not fail you today. And that's, look, oh my goodness. May God help us. That's why we still repeat. And we will come to repeat. As long as we have this breath in us, anyone that will go for you service among the females, and we go and deliberately wear a trouser, it is between you and God. Because you've heard, you've known, only you don't have revelation. You can say, well, by and by, I will make it right. May God have mercy upon you. God help us. Because of stinking meal ticket. God help us. Hallelujah. Brother Benderson, they went and prayed. When they went to pray, the three appeared. The next day, when the sound came, they will bow before the images. Why? They turned their back to eat. Amen. So come on, they came around. Boys, did you do that? Said yes, we did it. Where? We will eat the fondness seven times. Hotter than it ever was. Now, isn't that strange? There was a gang plank laying out there, going up to the mouth of the furnace. All over Babylon was red that morning. The fire roaring. I can see King Nebuchadnezzar as a modern man today. He sat out there and said, now we will just burn out. We will just burn all of that Holy Ghost, no religion, out of them guys. Oh yes, don't you think the devil won't burn you? He sure will. But remember, the Holy Ghost is fire also. Amen. The Holy Ghost is fire. Oh my. Now, God's way lay right up there. The gang plant now, that is, the gang way that, you know, where they are going to step, and, you know, I mean, pass through to enter into the fire. That's what he meant here. The gang plant. All right. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego walking the death march. I can hear Shadrach say, Abednego, did you pray through? Yeah. All right, then. Are you sure you are in God's way? Yes, sir. And God said in his word for us not to bow to idols, and we won't do it. God is able to deliver us from this very furnace. But if he doesn't, what of it? We are not going to bow down. We are going God's provided way. I can hear somebody say, aren't you, no, are you sure you got his provided way? Yeah. Hallelujah. Some say, well, to them, well, don't you think all them people possibly could be right instead of you? No, sir, they replied. The Bible said so, and we are staying with the Bible. Right up that gang plan, they go. Hallelujah. The intensity, it did kill the people, the soldiers now, that took them there. The intensity, no, the heat, he said, killed those soldiers. But when these men were thrown to the fire, we know the story. Not even one smell of the hair of their head could be smelled. Hallelujah. That was, even their hair were not singed. Like, oh my, could not be born. The cloth was as wet as it was before they were taken to the fire. God help you and me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the man said, while something is going on here on earth, something is going up there in heaven. The woman said, I can see Michael, that great angel, drawing his sword and worshiping before the Almighty God. Say, sir, see what is happening this morning in Babylon. People that believe the word of God, they are trying to throw them into the fire. Let me go and do the job. I can finish that deal once and for all out of the mouth. God told him, put back your sword into his sheath. It is a one-man job. He said, one who came along, worship before the Lord, said, Master, see what is going on in Babylon. You know you gave me authority the other time to wipe out the whole world because of their sin. Say, I can do it again because I know you have been faithful. Just go and sit down. It's a one-man side job. Hallelujah. God himself now, hallelujah. Just got the east wind, west wind, north wind, south wind. Zigzag like that. Just in a moment. Like, you know, when the thunder strikes and he used like that. In a moment. He just, as he was going, he just, you know, caught, you know, a leaf from the paradise. And just got there before these three men entered into the fire. That's our God we are serving today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Alright. He passed by the sea of light and picked up a palm and he was standing down there fanning the breeze off of them. Hallelujah. He is always there when man will walk God's provided way. Hallelujah. That's our God we are serving. God's way that has been made for us. Paragraph 63. Let's look at Noah in his day. One time, there was an old quack preacher, an old holiness preacher, back yonder, a long time ago, by the name of Noah. He said, you know, it's going to rain, going to come a storm. I can hear the people go around and say, do you hear that old holy roller up there? He said, it is going to rain. Why? It never had rained upon the earth, and it is going to rain. How? Where would that water come from? Well, let's go get the science out and then find out if there is a way, if there is any water up there. Why? No, there is no water up there. What is the matter? That old preacher is off at his head. But Jehovah has spoken to him. Remember, he met God personally. I want to remind us this morning. But the Bible said, it was enough for Noah to have been discouraged when they were making mockery of him, when they were throwing rotten tomatoes at him. It would be enough for Noah to be discouraged. He said, but Noah met God. Noah had the voice of God. Noah had the revelation. God showed it to him that rain was coming. Because you are the only one that have found grace in my sight. Hallelujah. So it was not shown to others. It was only shown to Noah. And Noah, with fear, he went and built that ark for the saving of his house. You all know the story. But let God read further. Praise the Lord. But God said, God said so. Prepare an ark, Noah, for the saving of your household, for the saving of the people. And Noah just had sense enough to do it. That's all. He came up and prepared the ark. And one day, I hear some of them doing, down on the corner, talking. Down at the business corner. Some of them say, hey, what about that rain story up there? That old quack preacher talking about it is going to rain up there. Did you ever hear of such a thing? And he thinks he is in God's provided way. He was. Amen. The first thing, you know, there came a thundering and a lightning. I can see the old, big old Mama Kame out there. Look up and say, Papa Kame, do you hear what that was? That was thunder. That is what Noah said. Let's get to the ark. Down across the hill, they went. And here come Papa Horse and then Mama Horse and all the rest of the peers right into the ark. One by one, God closed the door. Send the rain. Noah was in God's provided way. Some of them got on plans. Sorry, on lots. Said, if that, so I will flow through this log. Are you following? Some of them get on the log. That is, when you fell down a tree, the whole something is called log. Before they saw it, are you there? Gedu. They enter, you know, they just, you know, climb on me and say, well, I'm going to flow through this. Listen, you know, but I will tell you, when the storms begin to rage, the ark went up Hallelujah.
Why?
They were in God's provided way. God will always bless people that will walk in the way He provides. He never provided a law. He never provided this. He provided an ark. And today, my brother and sister, there is a way provided for men and women that is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Why? No. Who died yonder at Calvary, and through His blood, we have remission of sins and can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as approval of God that He has accepted us in His Son. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus. Surely, safely, secure. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God going to call me Holy Roller. Anyhow, so you might as well get started now. All right. I feel pretty good. All right. Do you believe that? Do you believe in that? Congregation says, Amen. Then, that is God's way. And the only way, it's only the Methodist way. It's only the Baptist way. Only the Presbyterian way. It's only the Pentecost way. It is Christ's way. Christ is God's provided way. Is God's provided sacrifice. Is Jehovah Rapha. Is Jehovah Jireh. Is Jehovah Manasseh. Praise the Lord. So that is God's provided way for you and me. It is Christ. Is there for you and me on the cross of Calvary. That is the only way out to meet God. Amen. When Abraham offered up Isaac, he called the place Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide Himself a sacrifice. And there it is. The Son of God, the Son of God, Amen. God always makes a way of escape. Yes, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the same God we are serving today. He always make a way of escape. Let's look at another character. Elijah. One time, there was an old preacher down there preaching by the name of Elijah. He got up there and he looked out over the country and he said, I will tell you, it is the awfulest I ever saw. And the old king down there went and married a little old painted Jezebel. He not paint on her face. The only woman in the Bible that ever painted her face. And you know what God did to her? God fed her to the dogs. That is the only one I know. You see a woman with a lot of paint on her face? You know what you can call her? Say, hello, Miss Dog Meat. That's what she is, like dog meat. Oh, my. Listen, brother. I just come back from Africa. That talk comes from the strength of hedonism. The heathen paint themselves. Oh, brother, when a man or woman gets right with God, you don't have to tell them that. Ashamed themselves. Hallelujah. That's right. That is a Christian doesn't paint. Amen. A Christian woman doesn't paint her lips or try to use a little cosmetic, little something to put on her lips and say she doesn't want her lips to be cracked. No, 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 no. And a Christian woman doesn't wear trousers likewise. Are you there with me? And then also, a Christian man doesn't wear short knicker because it is woman underneath clothing. So when you see somebody who calls himself a Christian doing that, he's not yet born again. May God help us. Praise the Lord. But the first thing you know, she will have all those Israelites doing that. Elijah said, Lord, close the heavens. Do something about it. God spoke down and said, now Elijah, I tell you what to do. Go down and speak to Ahab. And here come the old preacher. Walking down through there with a big piece of sheepskin around him like that. Face bald out. With whiskers like a woolly worm. No, walk up there before the king and said, the Jew will not fall till I call from it. Hallelujah. It was in God's provided way. Get away from here. You fanatic, all right? We know what we are doing. All Elijah said, what must I do? You provided the rest, the way. I have done that. Say, get up yonder by the brook cherry and sit down. All right, a very bad place. But I will go up and sit down. You say, go up there. If your path leads up there,